AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The U.S. is sending $225 million in new military aid to Ukraine. The package includes ammunition Kyiv's forces could use to strike threats inside Russia to defend the city of Kharkiv. Meantime, Saga Magani reports President Biden called for solidarity with Ukraine during ceremonies in France marking the 80th anniversary of D-Day.
At the American Cemetery in Normandy, overlooking one of the beaches where Allied forces came ashore 80 years ago, the president said Europe is again under threat, and like the greatest generation, this one must fight back.
To surrender to bullies, to bow down to dictators, is simply unthinkable.
And abandoning Ukraine would mean forgetting what happened in Normandy.
We will not walk away.
The president said the D-Day anniversary provides a strong reminder. World War II was not won alone. Alliances make everyone stronger.
A lesson that I pray we Americans never forget.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Palestinian health officials say an Israeli strike on a school sheltering displaced families in central Gaza has killed at least 33 people, including 23 women and children. Israel claims the school was being used as a Hamas compound. Spokesman David Mensur.
We assessed that 20 to 30 terrorists were in the compound at the time of the strike. We targeted with precision strikes on the specific classrooms.
Juliet Tuma is with the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees.
These are United Nations facilities and they are protected by the rules of law. And far too many times during this war, there has been a blatant disregard to international humanitarian law and to the laws of war.
The number of Americans applying for jobless claims rose last week, though layoffs remain at healthy levels and mortgage rates eased a little. The average 30-year now just below 7%. This is AP News. A judge has ordered longtime Trump ally Steve Bannon to report to prison by July 1st to serve his four-month sentence for defying a subpoena from the House committee that investigated the U.S. Capitol insurrection. And a retired NASCAR driver is facing charges related to the Capitol riot. Ed Donahue has details.
Ty Scott, his adult son, and two other men from Pennsylvania are accused of entering the restricted grounds of the Capitol. Prosecutors say Scott struck police riot shields and attempted to rip one out of an officer's hands. Two others were holding golf clubs. Scott's son is accused of throwing a flagpole and an area closed sign at officers and screaming profanities at them. Tipsters helped identify the men. One recognized Ty Scott from his NASCAR days. Scott competed in dirt racing events before moving into the NASCAR Winston Cup Series in the late 70s and early 80s. He never won a race. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.